Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first of all thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program again, those tuning in to 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist T-Wiz is back with us this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also, of course, what it's been like for him to share that with you as fans. He also brought new music. We'll be listening to that as well as telling you guys how you can stay in contact with him as well. T-Wiz, man, good afternoon to you, and welcome back to Conversations Live.
How you doing, man? How you doing? How you doing, everybody?
Hey, doing good, man. Congratulations to you. One thing about you, man, you have definitely been busy since the last time you were on the program. For our listeners who may, the name may sound familiar, when T-Wiz was on before, we were listening to his single, Clap for the Haters. You've been doing a lot with that single as well as other music as well, T-Wiz. What has it been like for you to be able to continually, you know, make new fans and also continue to get your music out there, man?
Man, it's like exciting and, you know, surprising because, you know, you get responses from people you didn't even think would like your music. And, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like I'm very excited to see what's going to happen next. So, you know, it's a wait.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, we're going to be hearing a new single from you, a single called Earthquake. We're going to be listening to that a little bit later and letting our listeners know also, of course, how they'll be able to stay in contact with you. You've been making a lot of ground. One of the things that I saw about you, I think it was last week, that you had actually made the top 40, I think, on Reverb Nation. When you see things like that, when you see people responding that way and, of course, being able to have that proof, you know, of the hard work, what does that do for you as far as inspiring you about moving forward?
It's just like, you know, like, it's just like giving the people what they want. So if they like that, you know, I'm going to come harder next time and make sure it's twice as good as the song that they heard. Because, you know, I know if I get top 40, I can get top 30, top 10, you know. So
right.
Like, it's just giving me drive. It's like giving me, influencing me to do more.
Exactly. Well, we're going to come back to that, T-Wiz. You know, for those who may have missed our first conversation, let's go back a little bit. When did you first realize that music was something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, it was like around last year, maybe two years now. I'm not really sure. I know it was sometime. It was close. Like, you know, like it wasn't that far away. You know, so basically, I'm still starting out. So
yeah.
And for you
to be just starting out, though, T-Wiz, I think, you know, one of the reasons why you are making the progress that you make is because of the passion you have for it. I mean, did you always have in you that if you were going to do this, you were going to put your everything into it?
Honestly, to be honest, no. When I first started out, it was like, you know, like, I won't say that my parents pressured me into it, but, you know, like, they really told me that they really think that it's something that I can do and I could work with. And, you know, like any other kid, I was just messing around with it. You know, I was writing silly raps, and then, you know, as, like, time got on, like, I just started, like, you know, really getting into it, coming to my uncle, my pops, saying, look what I wrote something new, and the response I would get to them, like, from them, they'd be like, wow, like, you know, for your age, like, you know, you're really, like, doing it, you know. You know, I got response from my friends and, you know, people around me, you know, and it was a good response. So that's when I knew, like, right off the bat, like, you know, like, I'm really going to do this. I'm really going to take off. So.
Right. Well, I think the rest, as they say, is history, T-Wiz, and I think that is what people are seeing the result of now. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist T-Wiz. He's going to be letting you guys hear his new single, Earthquake, here a little bit later. But we're talking to him about the process, what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Also, where this all began. You know, I mentioned, you know, the single that you were on with us before with T-Wiz was Clap for the Haters. You know, I think we all, no matter what you do in life or where you are, whether you're in school, at work, or even online, there are going to be people who are not going to like what you do. There are going to be people who are not going to encourage you, and they're going to do everything they can, I think, to try to keep you from moving forward. How have you been able to not let that stop you? I mean, what is it that you feel like at this point keeps you motivated and keeps you from giving up?
It's like, you know, it's more like, you know, like when people talk about me, you know, I look at it as a compliment because, you know, I'm still an iman. Like, I still give them something to think about. Like, you know, they could say, oh, I don't like that song. Some really, like, probably won't like this song. Like, if they saying that they don't like it, like, oh, well, like, you know, at least, like, you heard it, you know. I respect everybody's opinion. I take in everybody's criticism, and, you know, I turn it into something positive. That just makes me want to go off. You know, like, anything that they say to me is just more like, all right, so then next time I'll make sure you do like it, or, like, it's going to be a must. And if you just don't like anything, then obviously you're just a hater, basically. So,
right. Well, you know, I heard someone say, too, is you definitely can't please everybody. And I think that is one of the things about it. But you're right. There are some people, you know, are just going to hate just for hating's sake. And I think you really can't do anything about that. But I want to talk about the flip side, and that is the people that are responding to your music, the people who are telling you they like it, the people who are staying in contact with you online. What is it like for you to hear from them, T-Wiz, about how your music is inspiring them and how they just enjoy listening to it?
It's just, you know, it's just like a great feeling to know that you can be a part of somebody's life, like in the music-wise, because, you know, a lot of people look to music to help them with their problems. So it's like, that's like with me. That's one of, like, if I'm going through something, I look to music to help me. So, you know, it's like, it's really, it really touches me that people can listen to my music and, you know, it can help them get through things. So, you know, I'm really positive. I'm really, like, you know, I really have a positive response to that. You know, I'm really thankful for that. So I just, you know, I'm just going to make them proud by coming out with that stuff they like.
Right. Exactly. And you're definitely doing that. Again, everyone, recording artist T-Wiz is back with us. Clap for the Haters was the single. He was on with us before, last time he was on the program. Now he has a new single called Earthquake. Talk to us about this single, T-Wiz. How does this song come about?
You know, it's just a party song because, you know, like, no matter where you go, there's always going to be parties. And everybody has those where you just need a party, you know. Everybody, like, you just need to get in the rhythm. You know, that's the song, like, it's just like, you know, I need to dance. Like, I need to do something that's just a song where you can, like, get up off your feet and do what you do best. Like, you dance. Even if you can't dance, still get up.
All right. Well, I think our listeners will definitely enjoy it. We're going to tell them here in a moment how they can support you and, of course, when the song will be available for them. But here is the new single by T-Wiz. Again, the single is called Earthquake. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you guys stay with us.
Give it here, ma. How you do it like that? Give it here, ma. Give it here, ma. Yeah, you do it like that. See you shake it in the front, I can see it from the back. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. See you drop it on the floor. Don't you break it, break it, break it.
Oh no, please don't do that. I seen her drop it to the floor, man, who that? She gotta be able to floor, she a true Mac. She said, you Willie Boy. I'm like, true that. Yeah, I'm about to take care of B.I. I put my number in her phone next to T.I. I'm not new to the Mac game. 15 years old, kinda new to this rap game. But I'm not the average teenager. I got an old school flow, this is major. Yeah, man, it's old school, he like a pager. I'm like a 5G iPhone Razor. Yup, I got a girl that give me money, got a girl like a 10, but I think she like a 20. Got a girl that call me honey, let me whip the 720. And the girl who think I'm cute, and she said I'm really funny.
Give it here, ma. How you do it like that? Give it here, ma. How you do it like that? Give it here, ma. Yeah, you do it like that. See you shake it in the front, I can see it from the back. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. See you drop it on the floor, don't you break it, break it, break it.
School bell. Oh no, let that white boy. I'm home alone. Buy me a new pair of products, get my party on. Gucci cologne on my body, smelling kinda strong. Gave me a heart attack after she killed the dance floor. There ain't no coming back. that thing guff like a Mack truck. She got a lot in the back like a tractor. Yeah, she like a model slash actor. She said, you want the point, I be the backup. Dean Rose on the floor, she wanna act up. Simon Cowell gave her play, she a factor. Yeah, and I ain't scared to see her break things. The way she jumping up and down, she gon' break things. Cake, cake, let me see you shake, shake. Half time, so Beyonce do the earthquake.
Give a damn, how you do it like that? Give a damn, how you do it like that? Give a damn, yeah, you do it like that. See you shake it in the front, I can see it from the back. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it, do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it, do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it, you drop it on the floor. Don't you break it, break it, break it, do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it, do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it, do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. You drop it on the floor, don't you break it, break it, break it.
Oh, walking in the club and she wears all I hear, cause you know I shine brighter than that thing on my ear. I told her come my way, I'm about to catch a dub. She said she like my way, so she show me love. Honeys and my bees, cause they wanna come and see how I kick it gently. Booty drive me crazy, with your voice smooth, so it's something like butter. And the kid never lose, they protect her like a rubber. And I eat her body, so I'm something like a cannibal. Better lock me up in the cage, I'm an animal. Rap flow flammable, you can't put it out. Got the key to her body, so you know I rock the house. She drop it to the floor. If she put in more time, I might throw 100 more. Cause her body looking fine. Shorty got the cake. When I saw that booty shake, tell her coming, baby girl. Let me see you earthquake.
Give a damn, how you do it like that? Give a damn, how you do it like that? Give a damn, yeah, you do it like that. See you shake it in the front, I can see it from the back. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Do the earthquake. Shake it, shake it, shake it. You drop it on the floor, don't you break it, break it, break it.
That was T-Wiz with Earthquake here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. T-Wiz is back with us this afternoon. We're talking to him not only about the journey that he's been able to take from single to single, but also what it's been like for him to have you guys take that ride along with him. So, T-Wiz, when people hear your music, what is it that you want them to know about you as an artist and how you look at your craft when it comes to music?
I just want to know that I always have a message in my songs, whether it's partying or it's rapping or it's talking about a girl or problems in the society, like, you know, whether it's anything, I always have a message. I always have a message when I'm rapping, so I want people to know that, like, you know, like when my name comes up.
All right. And they can definitely stay in contact with you. Where's the best place for them to find you, T-Wiz?
I'm always on Twitter. You can just type in timeless_wisdom, and the wisdom is, well, it's W-I-Z instead of an S, so. Or you can go on Instagram, that same me, _newversion, so that's where I'm mostly on.
All right, so they can definitely find you there. T-Wiz, man, last question to you would be this. What advice do you give to anybody out there, man, with a dream? What would you say to them about the importance of following their dreams and not letting go of them?
Just always, if you really want to do something, just like don't listen to what other people say, whether it's like real negative and they always bring you down or they don't think you're good enough. Like, you know, forgive them. Like, just do what you do. If you really think that you're the best at what you do, then do what you gotta do. Or you really think that can make it, or you can be what you want to be, then just do what you do. Don't listen to anybody else.
All right. There you go. Again, everyone, that was T-Wiz. You guys heard here. Make sure you guys do stay in contact with him on Twitter. Of course, you can find him on Facebook as well. Congratulations to you again, T-Wiz, man. And thanks a lot for coming on. Really appreciate it. All right. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with T-Wiz, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio site at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media button that you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great weekend.